from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back here on the morning shift. We will hit a TV's timeout in just a minute, but... Mercedes-Benz Stadium was home to Copa America last night. The U.S. men's national team facing Panama. And, this was not a good result for them. They lost 2-1. And they were down pretty much the entire game because in the 18th minute, Tim Weah, it wasn't really shoulder to shoulder, but...
No, it wasn't.
You know.
I'm going to call it a palm punch. You know, it was kind of
the hand of God goal 2.0.
Sometimes emotions overtake the best of us, and of course, you can't put all the entire blame on one player at all. But that did hurt the team, being down a man.
Yeah, I'm going to say that in soccer, more than any other sport, I'd say yes. When you're playing 11 against 10, it's pretty easy to put easy to put the blame on one guy when you're playing 10 versus 11 for most of the game. I will
soccer's
say that.
Version just, of the power play.
Yeah, I mean, I think look in baseball when everybody's struggling, it's like, I can't really blame one guy. Table setter, football, ultimate team sport, whatever. In this case, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, we can put a lot of this on Tim Weah. A boneheaded move. Is unfortunate to say the least. Like I said, I'm going to call it a palm punch, something you learn like in jiu-jitsu to break somebody's
nose.
Those
things should be devastating, a palm punch.
Right, palm punch, just
palm punch.
Bow. Right to the head. I mean, he didn't even argue it. He was like, red card, I'm all. Like, he knew as soon as this
the VAR was
going on.
Reviewed it.
It was the dumpster fire.
He did put out a statement. He issued a public apology. He said, no matter what, I will always fight for my team and my country till the day I am no longer needed or capable. I sincerely apologize to everyone. My love for this team goes beyond just football, and I'm so sad and angry at myself for putting my brothers through what they went through tonight. So now he'll be out for the next matchup because it is a red.
Yeah, the mother of all must-win games coming up for the U.S. men's national team. And you know what stinks about this, above all else, guys, is that all week I've been reading such good things about soccer in the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I've been reading such good things about the U.S. men's national team and their review of being in town and this city that has fallen in love with soccer in a lot of different ways. And, you know, the headquarters is headed here and everything else. And to have this sour note that happens in Mercedes-Benz Stadium last night, I knew a handful of people that paid really, really good money to go be a part of this capacity crowd at Mercedes-Benz.
I had a bunch of friends that went last night, too.
And to have that result fly out of that, it stinks, man. It really, really stinks that you kind of ended on that sour note after such a good feud. I mean, there was a headline on FoxSports.com, and it was like, this team has kind of fallen in love. What is it? Let me see. U.S. men's national team enjoying Southern hospitality in soccer-crazy Atlanta. That was a headline on FoxSports.com yesterday.
Isn't that a phrase you thought you'd never,
I know,
ever?
I know, man. I know.
I should say more than 50K.
Atlanta falling in love with soccer.
It stinks all the way around. Just a debacle of a game last night and a shocker. But like I said, when you're playing 10 versus 11, you're playing a man down for the you know large part of the game, bad things are bound to happen. They scrapped and clawed. The guys that were still on the pitch, scrap and claw last night and try to put together.
Just say field. That's okay. You can say field.
No, I like talking the soccer lingo. You know
field.
What I'm saying?
Pitch?
The pitch? The kits.
I feel like it's forced upon me. I don't want to do it.
Wearing a nice kit.
I'm a rebel, brother.
I'm okay with each sport taking on its own identity. You know what I mean? So things are just different. It's just different. I'm okay with the draws being in the middle of the wins and losses as opposed to on the end. You know what I mean? I'm cool.
You mean on the table?
on the table. Wearing the, what kit are they going to wear?
Well,
tonight?
I respect it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. So you want to change the terminology?
What's next? Metric system?
If we were smart.
It's a slow creep, man. It's a slow creep.
If we were smart, yes.
If we were smart, the metric system.
It's
they tried to force that down our throat
simple.
In the 70s. It didn't stick.
I was going
to
say, I think they tried that before, about 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Were you trying to do it in school?
They really forced it on us in school.
And then they eased out of it.
It quickly said no.
Nonetheless, man, like I said, it stunk last night after such a buildup, such an excitement. I had people in town from Florida to watch the game last night. People that drove all the way up.
They came
from Florida to watch the game and bought tickets and had good seats. And just that result, you wonder about Greg Berhalter's future.
Yeah.
You wonder about the future of a lot of these guys. But, it leaves a lot of questions because it just seemed like and you look at the interviews from after the game, a lot of these guys are saying a lot of emotion in the locker room. Like a lot of guys speaking up and kind of laying it on the line like this can't happen. But like I said, man, we were playing 10 versus 11.
Lack of impulse control, man.
You're frustrated,
playing.
You know. And I mean, it is. I've been on teams that have played a man down before.
Because of you, right?
No, I knew.
Because you flew into one of your patented rages, didn't you?
I knew that was going to come out. No, I played.
Dirty player.
It's not hockey, Tiff. You can't body check somebody.
It is not. But, sometimes you have to throw a little when the ref's not looking. Sometimes when their back is to you,
just a little kidney punch,
you know.
Tiff, I don't think you would have thrived in the VAR era. You know what I mean?
What VAR?
When they can go back and watch the replay of your.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I think they would have been like, let's go back and watch Blackman here. Oh, my God.
She's out.
Is that girl okay? Yeah.
Look, I think I told that story before where this girl, it was parents' weekend, and my mom and sister were at my game. And this girl had, we've been shoulder to shoulder. I was playing, obviously, defense.
You are a little chippy that day.
A little chippy. And she slid her fingernails down my arm.
Oh.
And then I just.
That's hot.
There was like a.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
So I cut this guy's microphone off.
I kind of did. I somehow blacked out into a fit of rage.
Oh.
And, I guess I timed out perfectly because no officials, no referee, no one was in sight. And I don't know what happened. I just know she was on the ground crying. And so
you got those shark eyes all of a sudden, didn't you?
I had no idea what happened. But I do know that her father, I guess, they had traveled in. So he's yelling. And then my mom wants to get up and say something. My sister looked at her and said, no, Jackie. Nah, she was.
You flew into such a rage, you forgot. You're getting more aware of what happened.
Can you imagine the criminal defense? I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I woke
temporary
up.
Insanity.
She was crying on the ground, bleeding. I don't know.
Well, good.
We scored a goal while she was on the
good.
Ground.
I have no memory of the incident, sir.
And you beat the rap.
Yeah,
I beat the rap. Exactly.
That's awesome. Good for you. Makes me proud.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.